Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chan Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Robotics category of June 22, 2022. Do you know that mailmen in Russia now carry revolvers after a recent decision by the government? Today we have selected three papers out of four submissions. Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Nathan Michael, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
An Imminent Collision Monitoring System with Safe Stopping Interventions for Autonomous Aerial Flights.
Authored by
Jasmine Cheng, Zuning Yang, and Nathan Michael.
Paper abstract:
Collision avoidance requires trade-offs in planning time horizons. Depending on the planner, safety cannot always be guaranteed in uncertain environments given map updates. To mitigate situations where the planner leads the vehicle into a state of collision or the vehicle reaches a point where no trajectories are feasible, we propose a continuous collision checking algorithm. The imminent collision checking system continuously monitors vehicle safety and plans a safe trajectory that leads the vehicle to a stop within the observed map. We test our proposed pipeline alongside a teleoperated navigation in real-life experiments, and in simulated random forest and warehouse environments where we show that with our method, we are able to mitigate collisions with a success rate of at least 90%.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ludovic Righetti, New York University, Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems.
Paper title:
Efficient Object Manipulation Planning with Monte Carlo Tree Search.
Authored by
Ha-Yi Yang Zhu and Ludovic Righetti.
Paper abstract:
This paper presents an efficient approach to object manipulation planning using Monte Carlo Tree Search, MCTS, to find contact sequences and an efficient ADMM-based trajectory optimization algorithm to evaluate the dynamic feasibility of candidate contact sequences. To accelerate MCTS, we propose a methodology to learn a goal condition policy value network used to direct the search towards promising nodes. Further, manipulation-specific heuristics enable to drastically reduce the search space. Systematic object manipulation experiments in a physics simulator demonstrate the efficiency of our approach. In particular, our approach scales favorably for long manipulation sequences thanks to the learned policy value network, significantly improving planning success rate.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number three. This paper was selected because it is authored by Nagar Mehr, Assistant Professor, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Paper title:
Efficient Constrained Multi-Agent Interactive Planning Using Constrained Dynamic Potential Games.
Authored by
Malik Bhatt, Iberk Yarinari, and Nagar Mehr.
Paper abstract:
Although dynamic games provide a rich paradigm for modeling agents' interactions, solving these games for real-world applications is often challenging. Many real-world interactive settings involve general nonlinear state and input constraints which couple agents' decisions with one another. In this work, we develop an efficient and fast planner for interactive planning in constrained setups using a constrained game theoretical framework. Our key insight is to leverage the special structure of agents' objective and constraint functions that are common in multi-agent interactions for fast and reliable planning. More precisely, we identify the structure of agents' cost functions under which the resulting dynamic game is an instance of a constrained potential dynamic game. Constrained potential dynamic games are a class of games for which instead of solving a set of coupled constrained optimal control problems, a Nash equilibrium can be found by solving a single constrained optimal control problem. This simplifies constrained interactive trajectory planning significantly. We compare the performance of our method in a navigation setup involving four planar agents and show that our method is on average 20 times faster than the state of the art. We further provide experimental validation of our proposed method in a navigation setup involving one quadrotor and two humans.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?